Political Marketing, Principles and Applications, author Jennifer Lees Marshment. Political marketing is about how political elites use marketing tools and concepts to understand their political market in order to achieve their goals. These goals include creating more understanding of a complex policy, passing legislation, and winning control of government. The political product. The most obvious components of the political product are policy proposals put forward by politicians. However, it also includes a person and everything else a political organization does. Political strategy. Political marketing strategy is about how parties, candidates, and governments think and plan in order to achieve their goals. It requires consideration of many different factors, such as the nature of the market, competitors, and goals. Therefore, political strategy is about the forming of objectives and implementing the tasks necessary to achieve those goals with a pattern of consistency over time given the limitations of available resources. Targeting. Targeting is about strategic resource allocation products where there is a market for them, and it will win support to achieve goals. Targeting ensures that resources go where they will most be useful and effective. It involves dividing the electorate according to traditional supporters who will support the candidate or party, but need to be persuaded to get out and actually vote. Positioning targets. Positioning is about where parties or candidates place themselves in the marketplace in relation to the competition. There are five principles for successful positioning. 1. Clarity of positioning. Know what the competitive advantage is and what voters think of this. 2. Consistency of positioning. A voter needs to know where they are. The organization needs to offer a consistent and sustained approach. 3. Credibility of positioning. The voter's judgment of the quality of political proposals will always prevail. 4. Competitiveness. Offers value that competing products don't. 5. Communicability. Position must be easily communicated to targets. Attack and defense strategies. Political strategy always needs to be changing to suit different circumstances. Sometimes it's about cooperating and sometimes directly opposing. There are many ways to attack and defend a political organization or figure. Examples include bypass attack, where the attack is done in an unexpected way, such as seeking the support of previously ignored market segments, and preemptive defense, where you attack opponents before you get attacked. Party strategies. There are several models of market orientation in politics. A product-oriented party is a traditional party, making the case for what it believes in elections without reflecting on what voters want or how they react to its product, even if it fails to gain support. A sales-oriented party is also reluctant to change its product, but it uses marketing to identify persuadable voters and design more effective communication to sell the party to them. In contrast, a market-oriented party designs its behavior to provide voter satisfaction to reach its goal. It uses market intelligence to identify voter demands, then designs a product that meets their needs and wants, which is supported and implemented by the internal organization, and is deliverable in government. It does not attempt to change what people think, but to deliver what they need and want. Political market research. Political market research is fundamental to political marketing. It ensures that any decisions taken are well-informed, and without it, there would be a lot of guesswork in politics. Political market research involves a wide range of qualitative and quantitative, formal and informal methods for candidates, parties, and governments to understand the nature of the political marketplace. Segmentation. Segmentation is a crucial tool to break up the heterogeneous mass electoral market into smaller sections, which can be targeted in terms of product, message, and medium. It helps provide new understanding where traditional political labels no longer apply or work as effectively. Basic segmentation options are geographic, behavioral, demographic, and psychographic. Data. There's now a lot more data on individual behavior available because we interact online. With extensive databases built by political parties, it has enabled practitioners to engage statistical modeling to predict how voters will behave in response to a range of potential actions and messages from political organizations and politicians. Data is no longer being used just for one campaign. U.S. parties are combining data from one election to the next, now to build up a long-term resource. Political branding. Political branding is about how a political organization or individual is perceived overall by the public. A political brand is the overarching feeling, impression, association, or image the public has towards a politician, political organization, or nation. Political branding helps the party or candidate change or maintain reputation and support. create a feeling of identity with the party or its candidates, and create a trusting relationship between political elites and consumers. Leader branding. Leader branding involves offering a simple and distinctive vision with values that connect with the larger target audience, that gains a strong awareness amongst the public, and that stimulates positive associations. The leader needs to convey a positive brand personality with characteristics such as sincerity, openness, and competence, and to be credible and actually deliver the promised brand once elected. Successful party branding. Market research. Parties must develop a clear understanding of the changing contours of the public's opinion of itself, including past, current, and future perceptions, and then identify those segments of the public with which what the party can relate and build a lasting relationship. Brand design. The party should design and modify brand concepts in response to its research, creating a brand based on market desires as well as the party's unique history and political identity. Brand implementations. The brand concept must reflect the input of the internal market to get support, and then a broad section of the party's leadership and membership. Once established, the party brand will function as a mechanism for coordinating the party's activities. Brand communication. The brand must become the main prism through which the party interacts and is understood by the public, and be the vehicle through which the party will, when necessary, reposition itself with the target audience. Brand delivery. A party's brand, its promises, ideals, and images must permeate the party's behavior and be delivered in government in order to create brand loyalty. Internal political marketing. Successful internal activities ensure that volunteers become and remain effective activists for the party, recruit donors, ensure the right staff are in place, and that new directions in the brand are accepted and complied with, even if they challenge traditional party beliefs and ideals. Marketing volunteers. Volunteers, supporters, or members are crucial to political success. Party members are the lifeblood of the party, and they carry out a number of functions including running local offices or branches, providing information about the local community and issues, campaigning on behalf of candidates and locally elected politicians, delivering campaign material, canvass voters, help with getting the vote out, spreading the word in support of candidates through word of mouth, and donating funds to the organization or campaign. Political marketing communication. Political marketing communication is what goes from the political organization or figure to the public. Campaign communication taking place within the official election campaign period is more focused. It includes research-led communication, market-oriented advertising, insights marketing, guerrilla marketing, and celebrity marketing. E-marketing. Effective e-marketing combines direct marketing and relationship marketing concepts over the long term, rather than just being used in short-term sales campaigning and one-off transactions. Public relations. Political PR goes beyond media management and encompasses interactive, ongoing communication to develop long-term relationships. Political PR is therefore defined as the management process by which an organization or individual actor for political purposes, through purposeful communication and action, seeks to influence and to establish, build, and maintain beneficial relationships and reputations with its key publics to help support its mission and achieve its goals. Democratic political marketing. The following is the best practice guide to doing political marketing democratically. 1. Listen to the public despite the potential weaknesses in public opinion. 2. Use methods that will increase the value of the option collected. 3. Use research to help address some difficult issues even when they are unpopular. 4. Use market analysis to increase participation and engagement. 5. Use market research to understand public opinion to inform a balanced leadership strategy. Interactive and responsive leadership communication. Political leaders need to engage in meaningful dialogue with voters, and so communication should be designed to enable and show that politicians have listened, reflected, and acted upon it. It's important that political communication shows voters interacting with leaders, as this can impact on how voters perceive politicians. When politicians are in small groups, they can try to convey leadership using hand gestures like handshaking and waving, making physical contact, such as hugging, and facial expressions, like smiling. Images of leaders in small groups, for example, suggest they can relate more widely to and care for others. Political delivery marketing. Political marketing is most commonly associated with efforts to win an election, but if a politician wins power, They need to deliver if they want to implement promised changes and maintain public support. Delivery marketing is not easy in government. Government throws up unpredictable issues that constrain the ability of politicians to carry out previous promises. Additionally, once parties and politicians are elected into power, they are more likely to be blamed for any problems that occur, even those beyond their control. Marketing in political life. Political marketing is a fundamental part of political life. Presidents and prime ministers, politicians and parties, government departments and councils all use marketing in their pursuit of political goals. Market research is used when deciding on policies and service design to understand what the people they serve and seek votes from want and need. Voter profiling helps create new segments to target. Strategy guides creation of the political brand to develop an attractive vision. Internal marketing guides the provision of volunteer involvement, analytics and experimental research test and refine communication messages. And delivery management sets expectations and helps to convey progress once a politician is elected or a program has begun.